Parakeet Aleph Mishnah Beis. In the previous Mishnah, we learned that the opinion of the Chacham is that he's broken the Shutta Yochid, the Shutta Yochid, the Shutta Rabbim in the middle. You are Pasha because they're not land in the Shutta Rabbim. Kesef, Shtek Zuz Troy, that there are two porches, the suspended porches coming out of the second story of the house. Zuknegin Zuz Shutta Rabbim. If the one was on one side of the Shutta Rabbim, the other one was opposite on the parallel side of the Shutta Rabbim. So Moshe, whether he hands it to the other person, or he throws it from one to the other, from one to the other, potter, because since it's not land of the Shutta Rabbim, you potter even though it went from one Shutta Yochid to another through the Shutta Rabbim. You stand with Yoita Achas, if they were both on the same side of the Shutta Rabbim. You have two houses, one next to the other, aligning the side of the Shutta Rabbim, and there's a porch from one to the next, then he extends something from porch A to porch B. So in such a case, Moshe Chayes, if he handed it over to his friend and the other Rishuti is Chayes. We said Rishuti Yochad, Rishuti Yochad, then Rishuti Rabin. But we will see soon in the Mishnah that the Levium did such a thing also. There were two wagons, and they would also pass from one wagon to the next, which the wagon itself was Rishuti Yochad, and the ear space in between the two wagons was Rishuti Rabin. So, once and they were all, one was in front of the other, which is equivalent to being both on the same side of Rishuti Rabin. Therefore, Hamoshid, if you hand it to the guy in front of him, it's chayiv. Azayik potter, but he threw it potter because once again, what was done in Mishkan was these heavy crushing were passed from one to the other; they were not thrown. The kachay avodis talavim. That's the way it was done. And it's a mikdash. They call it zur achal zur b'shut the rabbim. The two wagons to hold these beams for the Mishkan, and they were situated in the shut the rabbim because the ma'afan elaziyah was the shut the rabbim the time of the Mishkan. Mashit makrushim zur l'zur, and they were passed. These beams from one to another, they were not able to throw these crushes, they were quite heavy. That's as far as that. Now we're seeing another halacha. If you have a pit in the ground, and you made like a rim around it from the earth that you dug out, that is, or there's a stone on top of it. Shem Gavoy Matzav Erayich Boim Arba. They are 10 Tfachim tall and 4 Tfachim wide, which is the dimensions of a Rishuta Yochid. I know you remember this, but Gavim Chayim, someone takes off from them and puts onto them on Shabbos, he is Chayim. Yeah. Tfachim can Tfachim, but less than those dimensions, he is Tfachim. Yeah. So anyway.